Gracias, mija.
We're brothers, we're happy and we're singing and we're colored. Give me a high five.
Welcome to another edition of Bro Talk Live, the best show in late night for you by us. Bro Talk, we're always on the mark. Shmay Man Jason in the director seat as usual. Thanks for tuning in to another edition of the show. Let's kick it over to my main man, Dex. What up, bro?
Dexter Stuckey here. Super excited to be here. Guys, I am very excited to try the Dr. Pepper piece today during our Dexter Does It segment.
I'm so looking excited. Forward to this. It's going to be amazing. I told Dex earlier, I'm traveling this week, so I'm not at home with my normal equipment. So I actually left the intro to his segment at home. But it's going to be an amazing addition. I cannot wait for a couple more weeks from now to actually play you that intro, because you're going to love it. Tyler Gott, what up?
Well, I'm doing well. Happy to be here. Happy to see Dexter still living his life in the gangster's paradise. All is well on my end.
All right. And Bill.
Falling through the door. I'm glad to be in the land of the living.
Negro style.
I don't really like how this hoodie looks on camera, but
if you get her on time.
All right, Big Back. Hold on a second. This is my turn.
Just saying.
I do want to ask a question. Speaking of Big Backs, though, that little table that they put in the pizza, what's that called?
Table that they put in the pizza.
The divider. It's a divider.
What is it dividing?
Yeah, what's it doing?
It slices a pizza.
It's the cheese from the box. It divides the cheese from the box.
No, the pizza's in a circle in a pot. I know you're a flat earther, right? So you don't shapes is not your thing. But the pie is together, right? So like it's a pizza pie together. And they put the little table in there. Is that like a little table for like
little people? Is that what you're getting at? Little table for little
kids.
Now who's a flat earther?
Right, like you say that, like, and then you say something like that.
Well, I said for kids, you know.
Silly wabbit, Twix up for kids.
You got messed up.
You thought that was messed up, Ty?
No, he said they need to get out. He said Will needs to get off of that stuff, and I agree.
That stuff.
He got some.
That stuff that affects his community so badly.
Ripping the community apart,
families and everything. Can't keep nothing down.
Can't keep nothing down.
Can't keep nothing down is crazy. I'm not on the Wagovi.
All right, we have a very jam-packed show. Sorry, as I get the camera back to all of us, we have a very jam-packed show. Dex, if you didn't hear yet, Todd, who did you say Dex looked like this week?
What did I say? I forgot. I'm so talking to
you. You said gangster's paradise. And then when we got on, the boy said, you look like an Amish with the beard and the hat. I can't keep taking this abuse.
Oh, like, from the rest of the show, I'm calling you Dexakiah. That's your like Amish name. You're going to be Dexakiah.
Like Hezekiah?
Like, you better know it. That's good in Amish.
You do look Amish. Why are you dressed like that?
Me?
Yeah, right. You look like you'd be in one of them little buggies pulling them horses.
I'm the best dressed person on this show right now. Are we really trying to go in on me? What is wrong with y'all?
Not too much. Like, Dex, you're not.
You're not the best dressed, Rev Run.
Rev Run is nasty work.
And with that, politics.
Politics is juju ass.
Dex, I'm sorry that happened to you. We should do better.
Should do better.
We're not going to do a lot of Trump stuff today, so I'm not going to play This Week in Trump. We're just going to focus on a couple of other stories because I feel like Trump hasn't been as entertaining this week as he had in other weeks. But according to recent reports from the New York Times and the Washington Post, Donald Trump received some surprising news from an appellate court earlier today. And instead of facing a hefty bond of nearly $500 million in his civil fraud case, the former president has been ordered to post a significantly reduced bond of $175 million within the next 10 days. This ruling comes as a relief for Trump, who faced the threat of having his property and assets seized this week by our girl, Attorney General Letitia James, Tish James. The Washington Post describes the decision as a significant win for the former president. Here was his reaction at his press conference after a hearing for a separate case.
This is all about election interference. This is all Biden-run things, meaning Biden and his thugs, because I don't know if he knows he's alive.
He doesn't know if he knows if he's alive.
Biden's thugs in harmony.
Do you think Biden knows that he's alive?
That is insane that he said that out loud and while running for president. Like, that is crazy.
This is all about election interference. This is all Biden-run things, meaning Biden and his thugs, because I don't know if he knows he's alive.
So nasty.
I don't know if he knows he's alive.
That is very nasty from Donald Trump. But, you know, it's more of the same. Like, what do we expect from our ruler? Trump also confirmed that he would make the payment with a Truth Social post that... Trump, we're not going to read this tonight, the whole thing. We're just going to read a little excerpt. So here's your excerpt.
And the excerpt says, boys, we will abide, not abiding, abide by the decision of the appellate division and post either a bond equivalent securities, because I've got plenty of securities, or cash. I've got plenty of cash, hundreds of millions of billions of trillions of zillions of dollars. If zillions a thing, I've got it.
And to that point, when he was asked to clarify, what collateral he would use for this bond, this is how he responded.
What's your collateral for the bond?
Cash. If you're elected. That's my, like, look, he was headed out the door. They said, so what kind of money are you gonna give up? He turned around, he said, cash, check. Trump checks.
Trump checks.
What's your collateral for the bond? Cash.
If you're elected. That little twirl was nasty.
That was good.
He was arrested. They asked him that he needed collateral for that. He told y'all last week he had $300 million in cash.
Swung that ponytail around. He was into it.
He said, you don't worry about cash, okay? We got it. Okay.
We got plenty. He threw that stomach back around there so y'all could see.
We got plenty of money.
Plenty.
Plenty. Do you think Trump is going to run into any more problems with this, or do you think he's actually going to be able to finally get this taken care of and move on with the election season?
No.
You think someone's going to empty out half their bank account and give it over to these people?
Not only have, but like, if he hasn't been paying his lawyers, you think he's going to pay them? Like, he don't have it. The money's not there.
Ain't got a dime to his name.
You think he has the 175?
I don't.
Is he broke?
If he does have it, he's not giving it to them. He's not going to. This is a bill. The way we treat our student loans is how he treated his bills. It's not getting paid. I'm not doing it.
He's basically Cornelius Vanderbilt. He's going to have to sell every single building he's got on Fifth Ave, liquidated, and his children going to die broke and on that crack.
What a change. All right. In other news, speaking of crack, George Santos has decided to defect, a stunning turn of events. He was expelled, of course, from the House amid federal charges, but he's decided to halt his petitioning efforts as a Republican and instead run as an independent candidate for his seat once again, tweeting the following announcement. After today's embarrassing...
Excuse me, gents. I know you all didn't think I was here, but you all didn't expel me. The Republicans did. So I've got a nice little announcement for you. And there'll be cookies and refreshments afterwards. After today's embarrassing showing in the House, I have reflected and decided that I can no longer be a part of the Republican Party. The Republican Party continues to lie and swindle its voter base. I'm in good conscience cannot affiliate myself with a party that stands for nothing and falls for everything. I am officially suspending my petitioning in hashtag NY01 to access the ballot as a Republican, and I will be filing to run as an independent. That's right. All the independent women, throw your hands up at me. And I will take my Ultra MAGA. I'm sorry. That's, oh, not Ulta. That's okay. Well,
Ulta.
We were talking about the place.
You know, he knows that Ulta.
But I will take my Ultra MAGA Trump supporting values to the ballot in November as an independent woman.
Hop off.
At Nick LaLota and John Evelyn, I'll see you boys in November. God bless the USA.
And for podcast listeners, there actually is an emoji with a kissy face at the end of
it.
Like he actually wrote that. Wow.
Yeah, gosh.
Yeah, that's throw that in there, that MAGA Trump supporting.
Yeah, like what is that about?
Trying to get his base.
That's why.
He's trying to get that base. He knows that Trump base. That Trump base moves, and he's trying to hop on the train, that Trump train. Okay, he's
trying to get on the Trump train.
While everybody and their mother is trying to get on the Trump train. Do you think he'll get a seat back?
No.
Not using no kissy face emojis. You will not. No.
You do not gonna happen.
Men's do not do that. No.
A seat again.
Well, he put a little kissy face in there to let you know that he's still real fish.
He still what?
Moving on. We wish George Santos the absolute best.
No, we don't. We don't wish him anything.
We wish him the worst.
On his way.
We don't wish him anything.
You see the title at the top of the segment, and Todd, bring your screen down a little bit so you're at the same level here with all of us, like the single law symbol. Thank you. Bill, bring it. There we go. Oh, look at that.
Listen.
Hallelujah. You like that little IND and PNT at the screen?
Do you know what that means?
In other news, a person we've never talked about on this show before, during a routine congressional budget hearing, Democrat Senate hopeful Representative David Trone found himself in hot water after using a racial slur. Trone, who is vying for a Maryland Senate seat, dropped the derogatory term while discussing President Biden's tax proposals.
What you look at is, can you compete? Can you do it better than the other competitor? And with that, can you create a P&L statement that works? And the tax rate, that's after the P&L. It's never, ever once been a consideration. So this Republican jigaboo that, you know, it's a tax rate that's stopping business investment, it's just completely faulty. By
That voice was actually.
I love the way like the, what's his name, RFK? He sounds like him.
He does kind of sound like
that boy a glass of water. Now, question though, the person that he was referring to, were they black?
Yes.
Oh, no, you canceled Big Dog.
He called him a Republican jigaboo.
Well, he was saying the Republican, he was talking about the person being a bugaboo, but he said jigaboo.
No, bugaboo either. What, like, who are you, Beyonce?
Where's the bugaboo?
He absolutely said it right. If he is in the Republican Party, tap dancing, shucking and jiving for them fools,
he said. The right word.
But we can say it, you can't.
Well, also, but
we'll determine who the jigaboo is.
Right.
We determine the jigaboos around here.
We'll determine who the jigaboo. We'll let you know if we see a jigaboo. You don't see.
This is how you could tell this man has a black friend or two, because they said that around him, and he thought it was cool for him to go out there and say it too. It's not.
He ain't got no black friend. His help is black, and he's been saying it all these years.
He released a statement saying, yesterday, while attempting to use the word bugaboo in a hearing, I used a phrase that is offensive. That word has a long, dark history, terrible history, and it should never be used anytime, anywhere, in any conversation, and I apologize. I recognize that as a white man, I have privilege. And as an elected official, I have a responsibility for the words I use, regardless of what I meant to say. I shouldn't have used that language.
What? This wasn't necessary.
I wrote that statement, I guarantee you.
Now, if he would have said the N-word, I'd have been like, okay, I understand this statement. I don't think we have a long, dark history with the word jigaboo. Oh, yes, really don't. And also, like, what does privilege have to do with, like, what are you talking about?
Black people won't vote for white people who don't acknowledge privilege.
But I don't think we get bent out of shape about the word jigaboo either.
That's funny to me. I mean, listen.
We only bend when we need to.
When we need to?
Oh, we'll bend.
We
getting rid of his ass? Oh, we out of shape. We out of shape. Good.
And I mean bent out of shape.
Anything we got to do to be out of shape.
We'll play that card when it's convenient.
Well, it's a bad time because he's currently leading his Democratic primary race. However, this might have some implications for his campaign. Do you think he's going to get the Senate seat after all of this?
What state is he in?
Maryland.
Absolutely. He get it. They don't care.
What do you mean? We do care.
Is he running for re-election?
We got a black mayor and a black governor. Don't try.
Is he running for re-election?
No, he's a House member running for a Senate seat.
Oh, so they'd already put him in once.
Yes, he's been in.
Oh, that's why he's going to get the Senate seat. Yeah, he's good. He'll be all right.
He'll be all right. Nothing to worry about.
That's those South and Mason Dixon line. That's par for the course. Jigaboos is par for the course. Ooh. South and Mason Dixon line.
Okay.
Y'all was called worse than that.
Give it a year and y'all pissed him off. He's going to be calling y'all worse than that.
Moon crickets.
Moon crickets is nasty. That is very nasty. I've never heard that one before.
Boombox. I didn't come up with any of those.
Racism, I've never heard.
What you say, Wolf? Speaking of moon crickets?
Oh, absolutely. The Boondocks, absolutely.
No, I'm talking about VP Harris.
During her visit to a community center in Puerto Rico, Vice President Kamala Harris, I almost said Kamala. Oh my God, what's wrong? Kamala Harris found herself in an unexpected moment when she unknowingly clapped along to a song that protested her presence on the island. The song's lyrics were in Spanish, so she didn't know what they were saying. They questioned Harris's purpose on the island, addressing her directly, saying, "We want to know, Kamala. Oh my God, what's wrong with me? Kamala, what did you come here for? We want to know what you think of the colony. Here is Kamala clapping and the song being sung. So as you can see her aide kind of told her what they were saying, and she stopped clapping and just and started shaking that head like, okay, I understand now. Very, very
better than me, because I wouldn't have stopped. If you want to protest me, you better start calling me the B word and call me jigaboos, because if you protest me and the beat hits, I'm going to dance to it too.
What do you mean?
Like, you got to be nasty to me. You got to call me out my name and insult me for me to know that you're trying to insult me. Like, you can't give me no catchy beat. And that's why when people be protesting, be like, no justice, no peace. If I can groove to that, like, it ain't a good protest chant. Like, you gotta say something nasty, like FUB. Like, you gotta turn it up a little bit. You can't be, don't be cute with the protests.
Here goes the full lyrics. Ends with long live Palestine and Haiti too. So a nice little message there at the end for the brethren in struggle. This does come surprisingly during a campaign for Biden targeting Latino voters, underscoring the importance of their support in upcoming elections, although Puerto Ricans cannot vote in presidential elections.
Wouldn't even be there.
That's
I'm not going nowhere, y'all on camera.
Hold up, like, hold up, bro. You wouldn't even go?
Absolutely. There's no need for me to be here. You don't even count in my presidential election. You're not even my target audience. I don't care what y'all got going up. Protest from Twitter, honey. I'm not even coming. You wouldn't even get me there. Don't even go.
Not even a toss couple paper towels?
Wow.
Absolutely. I'm only here for those of you that can vote for me, a vote for me is a vote for free. If you're not voting for me, if you can't, how you gonna hate from outside the club? You can't even get in.
Jeez.
You think we're supposed to be saying this type of stuff?
Well, he ain't wrong.
These people are Americans. They might not be.
They're Puerto Ricans. And just like the Hawaiians, they'll let you know that. I am Puerto. And you can't vote in this election. God bless. We'll see you later.
But why was she there?
For this campaign targeting Latino voters.
Like, because there are Latino voters here. So it's like if I show you that I'm good with the people in your motherland, exactly. I would assume that y'all would
not the motherland.
Give me the vote over here. I'm not doing nothing for y'all over here. So maybe if I do something for them over there, you would ask me out.
What she needed to do.
That ain't gonna work.
She needed to pander like she pandered to them blacks when she had on them chucks and them pearls. And she should have showed up at the Puerto Rican Day Parade up in New York. And them people would have ate it up. And guess what? There's your vote. Don't nobody want to listen to me, though. I can win election.
No, I think you're right. I think you're right, Bill. That should have been the way to get the Puerto Rican demographic if you're going to get them. Like, just go to New York.
That's what we all do that.
Yeah. But she was never going to win in Puerto Rico. Like,
never.
Yeah.
But you don't have to worry about winning in Puerto Rico because it ain't a state.
It is one of our quote unquote
territories.
Territories. Yes.
We own it.
Yeah, colonies. Not, I don't like colonies, but it's not a great term.
It's a part of the empire.
Yes, it's a part of the empire. You can say that much. All right, that was politics for this week. Now, time for the scoop,
scoop, scoop, scoop, scoop, scoop, scoop, scoop, scoop, scoop, scoop, scoop.
All right, guys, let's get to the Diddy news, the elephant in the room. Yesterday, multiple law enforcement agents conducted search warrants at properties owned by Sean Diddy Combs, including residences in Los Angeles and the Miami area. This action is part of an ongoing investigation into alleged sex trafficking, according to a law enforcement source. Photos of his sons in handcuffs made their way across social media, but Diddy did not appear near that house and in any photos being taken during the raid. As you can see here, aerial footage over Combs' home showed officers scouring the grounds while mobile command post vehicles were visible, indicating the scale of the operation. Despite the visible activity, it remains unclear if Diddy himself is a specific target of the investigation, although, you know, we know what to expect at this point. Like, of course, like, who else would it be? The Department of Homeland Security Investigations, New York City branch confirmed their involvement in executing law enforcement actions, emphasizing the seriousness of the matters. Diddy has not been able to be reached for comment. However, TMZ obtained a video of Diddy pacing allegedly that same day after the raids at the Miami airport. So here you can see Diddy walking around, looking disheveled, looking worried, seemingly waiting for a flight out of town, as his kids are in handcuffs. I guess he's not, had no one to call right now, so he's just hanging out. They also had a video of a party he attended, apparently, the night before, and Flavor Flav walked right past him, didn't say hi to him or anything. So Diddy's, like, dead out here in these streets. It's crazy. Crazy to see. Dex, you don't take the Flavor Flav thing seriously? You don't care about
I would walk past Flavor Flav, and I'm somebody, so what are we saying there? Ooh, I got
We watched a TV show where women got into a heated competition.
Yeah, I know, for his love.
Prize.
Right. There's also an ex account, formerly known as Twitter, alleging that Diddy's private plane was spotted flying from Van Nuys in Los Angeles to Bermuda. If so, no word on if Diddy was on the plane. And then today, it was revealed that Diddy's drug runner was arrested on cocaine and weed possession charges, also by Homeland Security. The guy's name is Brendan Paul, and he's a former Syracuse University basketball player. Kind of looks like Aaron Paul from but it's unclear if this arrest is connected to Diddy. There's been nothing confirmed as far as we know, but he has been arrested by Homeland Security as well. Diddy was confirmed to actually be in Florida today at the time of the raid, but they say officials reportedly seized his phones before he was scheduled to leave for a trip to the Caribbean. So maybe he's in the Caribbean on that Bermuda trip, and maybe he's not. Maybe they knew he was going there and he turned over his phone ahead of time before the raid. But guys, the feds are involved now. Is this the final straw? Is you think it's a wrap for Diddy?
I have a statement prepared for my PR agent.
Okay. Let's go.
I feel so sorry for Diddy's daughters. They are so young and they just lost their mother. It is so horrible to see this. That's all I have.
If your PR agent is the PR agent I'm thinking of, because that's what sounded like that statement came from.
Look, I told them, I said, can you help me craft something for Bro Talk Live tonight? Because if I talk about Diddy, this show's gonna get canceled and I don't want to get in trouble. So can you tell me what to say? And that's what I was told to say. I will say though.
Yes.
I'm sorry, PR agent. You're gonna be mad.
That's outside the statement.
Yeah, I got a little something else. The feds ain't find nothing in that house. What? And the reason I know that the feds didn't find anything in the house, one, because we haven't heard anything. If they would have found something, we would have knew immediately. That's strike one. And no. Then strike two, okay. And strike two, this stuff, Cassie specifically, her lawsuit about Diddy came out in like November. If this man has been struggling since November, there is no way the lawns in that house would be as immaculate as they are. He's been taking care of business. So anything they think that just they thought they were going to find business. In there, he's still paying them and everything. So anything
Dex, hold up, Dex. Let's get one thing straight. Do you understand how rich people work? Do you think he's like going online and booking appointments himself? And
I'm telling you,
he actually knows his PIN number to the bank.
If I was in distress,
anything. First of all, he doesn't pay anybody anything. Second of all, if he was, he has people to pay people. Okay, so we know Diddy doesn't.
If you are in distress, you canceling everything. You don't want no Netflix. You don't want nobody coming up to that. Think about it. If Diddy is really in distress and in trouble and stuff like that, you think he's gonna have a somebody mowing his garden or whatever? You could take pictures of him and stuff like that. This man is not concerned. He's not worried about anything.
He's probably not even at the house. He's on the run.
I wonder what
he's on the lamb.
Mike, anything I've done, if you raid my house, there's no evidence here.
It's so gone. Like,
doing that, why are you doing that? I've had
since November to get rid of it.
Technically, no, because this might be involving or regarding the second lawsuit that guy.
And you think I kept that stuff around? Jason, if I get in trouble, everything is gone. Everything is burned. Ain't nothing around here.
Well, maybe they don't know what he's looking for. I mean, he doesn't know what they're looking for. So how do you know what to get rid of?
You know what he was doing?
Yeah, but you don't know what they're looking for.
Oh, you know.
Jason, come on. Now, you know they ain't looking for no damn bottle of cologne. You know what they're looking for.
When the feds is on, you know what they're looking for.
The feds have a 96% conviction rate.
They don't. You don't listen.
Times too. What does that mean?
They don't come to the house unless they already got the stuff.
I read that on Twitter.
They already got it.
So what do you want them to do?
On that note, here's my little statement sent through from my folks.
William in the big square.
Sending love, support, and strength as Diddy's children navigate their way through these difficulties. Let's come together to uplift and empower these young hearts. Hashtag support, hashtag strength.
I love it.
That's good.
Did ChatGPT make that?
You better know it. You better know it. Outside of that, it's important to note that Diddy went free while they have his cell phones and laptops.
Yeah,
that boy go. It's over.
Yeah, I mean they don't need him.
What they locking up the sons for?
I don't think they locked them. I think they just pulled them out.
Well, one of the sons, they're both in that lawsuit that man. Both of them are.
No, only one of them.
I thought it was only one.
$15.
$1,500. $15 because I wasn't going to mention that. $15.
Okay, $15.
Only one son is in it.
No,
the younger one.
They're both in there.
Okay.
Now, wait a minute. Let me ask y'all this question. Which one of them sons did Diddy steal up that girlfriend from?
Well, the other one that's named Justin, they're both named Justin and King.
That's the one that ought to be on the other side of this lawsuit. He ought to be suing with them.
All right, moving on. So, do we all wish Diddy the absolute best? Or?
No.
Okay, Ty, do you wish Diddy the best?
I just want the scoop.
Okay, I don't wish Diddy the best. Dex, do you wish? Did you?
I wish you find out who's in this lawsuit so you can give me my $15. That's what I want. That's what I wish. Find who's in this lawsuit and give me my money. And him, I definitely don't wish the best. This
boy already streamed the best as well.
Let me tell you something.
There's no reason for you to be mixed up with Diddy. You deserve jail.
Go back one more second. Go back.
Go back where?
That one right there, he's already seen the best. You see them pupils? That boy has seen the best. He's had enough of the best. We don't wish him anything, okay? Let's move.
Can you imagine how disappointed his parents are?
Oh, I was thinking
he got rounded up with Diddy. He's supposed to be a college basketball player. You get rounded up with Diddy at age 25.
And arrested. Rounded.
College basketball, good school, too.
Them pupils is the size of quarters. Friday.
I was going to talk about Kendrick and Drake in a segment, but I don't really care because who cares? Like, what are we going to talk about with that? So in other news, more interesting news for us. In a recent courtroom drama in Los Angeles, Catherine Jackson, the matriarch of the iconic Jackson family, faced off against her grandson, BG, formerly known as Blanket, in a legal battle that has a lot of people talking. Guy's Blanket has grown up and he is suing grandma. Well, not suing, cutting her off. Catherine's been appealing a court decision related to Michael Jackson's estate, but now she's also fighting for her legal bills to be paid from the estate's funds. And guess who's standing in her way? Yes, Blanket. He's not having any of it. Attorneys for the estate are backing the sale of a chunk of Michael's catalog to Sony, about $600 million worth. But Catherine ain't having it. She said she wants to hold up and questioning whether the executors did their homework before sealing the deal. Appealing a ruling that she lost last year, reported to the $600 million sale of the catalog. The sale reportedly lets the estate maintain effective control, quote unquote, over Michael's music while diversifying its assets. And all three children, they say, were consulted with their counsel beforehand and had no objections. But Catherine wanted them to shop it a little bit longer. She wasn't having any of it. So she continued to fight the decision, working with lawyers and taking the executors to trial, but with the desires to charge the estate for the bill. Blanket said he thinks that Catherine, who makes $2 million a year from Michael's estate, should be able to pay for that herself. But
Catherine's making?
That's all. Mm-hmm. But after the filing, Jackson's nephew, Taj Jackson, has something to say on social media about his grandma. Right. Fair warning. Keep bad mouthing and throwing low blows at my 93-year-old grandma and my gloves will come off. Do you really want to enter this ring? You ain't bad. You ain't nothing. Hashtag family first. Whose side are you guys on? Blankets or Catherine's?
Well, can I just say something? There's some coding inside that message that Taj put out. When he said family first, he's talking about blood. And only one of the people in this lawsuit.
Make this thing plain. I wish I had
this what it is. Now, I will say, though, the person who I don't think is blood, they are correct. I mean, look, you're trying to fight a battle that we're not going to win. Like, we're going to lose this battle. So, like, you spending money that will be used for my future
exactly.
on this battle that we're exactly. not going to win. However, at the end of the day, like, I'm the one that is related to the man. You... Balcony boy or not.
That's very nasty.
Well, that's the facts.
Bill, as a Jackson historian, how did you feel about the news of Catherine being sued by Little Blanket, of all people?
I am with Dex. Balcony boy should have maybe dropped.
Oh.
I mean, no, I didn't say that.
here's the reality, right? You don't have a Michael Jackson without mother. Catherine did the work, right? She laid the foundation, and this talentless little ingrate comes along and snatches up. And she didn't even say don't sell it. She said shop it around a little longer because she knew that she could have got more than $600 million for his catalog.
Half the catalog they sold for.
Right. He didn't want to sell it at all. He wasn't going to sell it. So y'all out here, because you done spent up all that money on coke, that jaw locking up.
Bill, you do not know where the kid is going.
I know exactly blanket is doing. He's not even a real relation. He's not even a real Jackson.
Yes, he is. Stop saying that, guys.
You're not even a real Jackson, okay?
How does he look like him then?
Look
at the bottom left. He looks just like him.
Look like who?
He does look just like him.
He does not look like Michael Jackson.
Look at the picture like in the bottom left.
He looks like the new Michael Jackson.
He looks like bad Michael Jackson.
But you do realize genetics.
Exactly. That's what he had him.
Didn't look like Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson looked like Catherine Jackson, and Blanket don't look like Catherine. So now what do we say?
No, but Michael conceived Blanket back when he was already like had the vitiligo.
So because he had the vitiligo, he's plastic surgery. The baby's gonna come out looking like you with the plastic surgery. Is you stupid?
No, but the vitiligo, it's like time capsule. Like it just freezes where you're standing.
You got lips. Shut up.
He's also mixed. Like
with what? He is mixed.
Yeah, with Debbie Rowe. That's Debbie's son.
Irish.
I mean,
I'm not denying that it's Debbie's son. It's definitely Debbie's son. Now, who the father is, I don't know. But
you know what they say? Mama's baby, daddy's maybe.
Ain't no maybe this time. But I think he adopted them. I think that's appropriate to say.
No, they're his. Look at his face.
Were they peddling like being his birth children?
Peddling? That's his kids.
No. Let me say this, right? The other thing that passes through genetics most times.
Look at that.
It's talent.
Oh, Jason, look at these people.
With the exception of Nippy, right? Because, right, her baby wasn't talented at all. She couldn't act.
Hey, this is too soon.
This other one, they ain't got no talent. There's
talent. Yes, Paris has talent. She does.
Paris.
Oh,
Paris. Jason, you got to get up off of this thing. Let's move. You can call this baby Purse.
Paris and Prince Michael II, he does like film producing and stuff like that. So
he likes film producing. Yeah,
but why didn't it be moonwalking?
Look, everyone can't be Michael Jackson, guys. There's only one.
I would know how to moonwalk.
You guys are terrible.
I ain't heard a hee-hee out of air one of them yet.
They can't. It doesn't like that wasn't passed down. The vitiligo was.
I genuinely thought they were supposed to be adopted. Like
they're his birth children.
They peddled that he knocked up that Elvis woman, and they peddled that he knocked up that Debbie.
He did knock up that Debbie. Debbie got it.
Debbie's not. He didn't knock her up.
Yeah.
You hear? Please listen to Michael Jackson when he in the back.
Wait, no. Ty said something. I think this needs to be heard one more time. Ty.
No.
Say that again.
Hey, like somebody, listen, I'm moving on. Tell them to get a DNA test, see how much black they got it on.
Okay.
How come they don't be celebrating Juneteenth then if they so black?
They do. Grandma don't let them out the house. Last week, we dove into the speculation surrounding Kate Middleton's whereabouts. And this week, we have an update. Here we go from Kate.
In January, I underwent major abdominal surgery in London, and at the time, it was thought that my condition was non-cancerous. The surgery was successful. However, tests after the operation found cancer had been present. My medical team therefore advised that I should undergo a course of preventative chemotherapy, and I'm now in the early stages of that treatment. This, of course, came as a huge shock. And William and I have been doing everything we can to process and manage this privately for the sake of our young family.
All right. Well, there you guys have it. Sad news for Kate. Wish her the absolute best as she battles this disease. It's crazy that her and her father-in-law are going to be battling it at the same time. Guys, did Buckingham Palace and her team botch, this whole announcement? With the editing apology and then clearly the body double that we talked about last week. Do you hold Buckingham Palace responsible for all of the madness that surrounded this?
The firm.
I think they're Buckingham Palace at this point because they are not, they're in the castle. Like they're not associates anymore.
They're probably in Balmoral or Sandringham, they don't live in the palace. They have their own group
quarters.
Of people, right? Quarters. And so they have to send everything up through the firm. But okay. if the king and the son of third cousins is laid up, stretched out somewhere, the head of the firm can't approve anything. So they're just running around all willy-nilly, and just doing any old thing.
Okay.
Her Majesty, the Queen of Late and Blessed Memory, would never. I'll tell you that now. Would never.
So what would the Queen have done if she was still alive in this situation? She would have told us from jump?
She would have waited with a stiff upper lip, and she would have she'd said, hey, here's a statement. We're undergoing some health concerns, and we'll be on our duties as soon as possible. And that would have been a catch-all for everything. But she also wouldn't have put out none of them raggedy little pictures that Catherine's trying to put out.
Allegedly, we don't know if Catherine, her team has taken responsibility for it, but who knows? Maybe the firm is throwing her under the bus in that too.
Good.
Throwing this lady under the bus while she has cancer is insane. Like, that is absolutely unacceptable. And the Photoshop stuff or whatever, like, she should, if you know, like, the world doesn't know that you have cancer, but you know that you have cancer. Why would you even offer that? Like, that just does not make any sense to me at all. And people were like, y'all should feel so bad for speculating. I don't feel bad for speculating because y'all were throwing stupid stuff out there that didn't make sense. Like, we wouldn't have said a word about this if y'all weren't doing the stupid stuff and putting the Photoshop images out there and had that crazy looking lady in the car and then this other lady walking in the pumpkin. What the hell are y'all doing? And that's why people are like, this don't make no sense. Like, this is weird. We think that this woman's dead because y'all are like trying to hide her. It's weird.
Basically, we knew something was going on. And we were going to figure out what the hell it was.
Y'all showed the smoke, and we were like, oh, there must be a fire here.
I don't think anyone should feel bad for speculating. Why would we feel bad for that? It's like, oh, that's what's going on. Well, we wish you a speedy recovery.
Absolutely.
And you can't feel what's so bad because the firm trades their privacy, as they call it, to the public. Like, that's how they keep power. They have no private life. Like, everything they do has to be publicized because that's the only way they can hold on to the monarchy. It's 2024 after the death of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Do you think we sitting around God saving the king? Please.
Yeah, you're basically a celebrity. We need to know if your body's racked with cancer. We need to
know.
I'd like to know quickly.
Well, we were sure to
death. Shrouded cloth.
But I will say, though, in that video she put out, the hair was late.
Very nice.
I was thinking that. I was like, oh, they did that here.
Although there are rumors that the video also is AI.
I'm out of it now, though. Well, y'all do what y'all do over there. I don't care. It's over.
Yeah, we're done.
You don't want to hear any other speculation.
We got an election to worry about. Nah. I don't care.
All right. We're going to play a special game, guys. So before we get to that game, though, a friend of the show, Azealia Banks, is not feeling the new Beyonce era, writing a book on Instagram explaining why. We will not really get into all of that today. But it's another feather in the cap for Azealia, who seemingly has never seen someone that she likes. And to that point, she hates everyone. To that point, let's play a new game that's sweeping the nation. It's called the Azealia Banks Birthday Challenge. So what I want you to do is look up Azealia Banks. This is the person with TikTok. And then your birthday. There hasn't been a single day when she didn't have a beef with someone. So we're going to do this for everybody, okay? All right. So let's start with the first of the year, which is Dex, okay? So hold on. Let me share my screen really quick so we can do this all together. Because I want you guys to know this. I didn't make this up. This isn't something that I just did.
This is about to wear me out.
So this... we're going to do this together, right?
I got mine.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's a couple, actually.
All right. So here we go. We're going to do... let's do Ty's first. Let's do Dex's first. Azealia Banks. And Dex is January 28th, right, Dex?
Mm-hmm.
There we go. Azealia Banks. Sorry, not Azealia. Azealia Banks, January 28th. Let's see what happened. Okay, Azalea Banks and Brianna feud over Donald Trump. Well, that says January 30th, but we actually do have one for January 28th. Azalea Banks takes on London in wake of assault on Ireland. What?
Call them ladies Oompa Loompas.
Insane. All right, so that was Dex's. Ty, you're next. So you're going to do December 17th, right? That's your birthday?
I like how we skipped May, but all right.
Well, we could do May. We could do May. I didn't know you guys wanted to do May. Azalea Banks, May 15th. Azalea Banks responds to Cardi B in new Instagram feud. Everyone is flawed. She was beefing with Cardi. See, she's always in beef with someone. So there we go. That's me. Let's see. We got December 17th. This is for Ty. Azalea Banks arrested after allegedly biting security guard's breast.
I know that's right.
Guys aren't seeing any of this. This is crazy.
A good story on my birthday. Go ahead, girl.
And Bill is 10 days after Ty. All right. Azalea Banks says she is going to sue Wendy Williams.
Oh.
In 2018, an AOL.com article, looks like. But it's also on Complex, same day. AOL. This is crazy. So Azalea Banks has beef literally with everybody. So I would say, if you want to, post what Azalea Banks, who she feuded with on your birthday in the chat. We would love to get those throughout the rest of the show. But what a time to be alive. The Azalea Banks birthday challenge. I would love to see if someone actually doesn't have one, because I haven't been able to find one yet. So shout out to Todd, do we still refer to her as Bullet Wound?
Yeah, Bullet Hole.
Bullet Hole. Bullet Hole. We get the backstory
on that. She got everything.
She got everything. What does that mean?
We're going to call her every name, Chicken Biter, wherever we go.
Yes, she was a Chicken Biter for a while. But
well, I guess you would collect a lot of names if every single day of the year you're in mess. Every day.
Every single day. And without ceasing, right?
Oh, I enjoy, though. I actually enjoy her stuff.
Throwing seeds of discord. You ain't never seen nothing like it.
All right. So with that, we'll move on. It's time for Q&A. I got a question. Is it working or no?
Yeah. Twice.
Yeah. It went?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Sorry. It didn't play for me for some reason. I'm like, what the hell is going on? All right, it's time for Q&A. Can you see the slide though? Can you see the slides?
No. Yeah. Swirl thing either. Doing a little swirl.
Okay.
There we go. Oh, wait.
All right, but let me let you know that Q&A is coming up. Whether you are having a trouble with an ankle biter in your family, right? If they're a breast biter in the family, if they stewing right. up them chickens, if you got a cat clawing out the window, we want to hear from you. It's time for Q&A, folks.
That was scary. I don't know what I came back to. It was a little weird.
You were trying to buy some time so that you could get it together.
Tying in Azalea.
The hotel Wi-Fi. I can't do nothing about it. This ain't my normal setup. I can't look. This ain't me. This ain't got nothing to do. Pay the bills.
We got to move on.
Y'all gonna see in a couple of days when it comes. I might have to read it.
Hey, just read it or send it to Dex.
Okay, I'll read it myself. Oh, there we go.
There you go.
Oh, it's not for me. Oh, there.
All right, here we are. Tonight's question: the topic is God didn't block it. What should I do? I find myself in a weird spot and am a nervous wreck. I've been a manager for 2 years and it has not been easy. Mm-hmm. The manager before me was stepping down and badmouthed me during a staff meeting she held with the employees prior to my arrival. It was hell when I arrived. One particular employee undermines everything I say and new rules that I put into place. She's very passive aggressive and nothing is ever her fault. I have been fed up with it, and I asked my sister, who is a minister, to put a request on her prayer list. The request was to remove this employee and any other problem employees from the facility and to make the facility peaceful. Well, I accidentally sent the text to an employee with a similar sounding name, and she showed it to the employee. I feel like a complete idiot. What should I do?
Wait, what? You so tried to send it to her sister and sent it to somebody else?
Yeah, with a similar name, and then that person blabbed.
Are you a sister enough? You can't just scroll down. That's you. That's
you don't take the sister enough.
Dex, come on. What you got, Dex?
Why didn't you fire this girl before? Like, before I talk to my friend, my sister, myself, I'm going to fire you. You're not working with me. This ain't working. Like, you gone. You're out of here. You're fired. Like, that's what we're doing. Why are we? What's the prayer for? And now this other person, because you're running around spreading gossip, you fired too. Everybody's fired. And guess what? You can use this text message that I sent and go get some unemployment, but you're fired.
Yeah, like, boss up, party. Like, what? Why are you in charge? Like, if you're, I'm the manager and they badmouthed me before I got there. But you think they didn't badmouth before I walked my black ass in the building? I don't give a damn.
You're fired. Guess what? Even if they didn't badmouth you before,
but they're gonna what you gonna fire him for?
You're in the leadership. You're not working out.
Being irritating.
What's that word that we use it? Insubordination. You out of here.
But they, you have to have an actual example. Like, and a lot of times,
if you could text your sister who's a minister and be like, please bring this stupid mess to God. Bring this to God, then you definitely have some proof of what this girl's been doing. You're fired.
Here's the thing. And here's why it got back to these people and not your sister. Because God put you in charge, so you should have just fired them. That's as simple as that.
Very nasty.
If you
also, now, I don't play with passive aggressive. As soon as you try it, I'm like, I will put that thing out. Like, excuse me.
You're
rest with me. Say everything to me wholeheartedly.
Chess.
But look, y'all know how pissed you got to be if you texting that fast that you don't even know who you send the message. That girl pissed you off that day.
Thing is, like, damn, you don't text your sister. She's
a nice person. If you're praying to God to have God remove them instead of you removing them, then she's a very nice person. She does.
So how long was God supposed to wait before he removed this cancer from your life? If you want something removed, you got to do it yourself and thank God later.
Why your sister got to do it? Pray God yourself.
He not listening. Clearly, he ain't listening.
The book of James says faith without works is dead. You got all that faith and you ain't putting in no work. God ain't putting them out because you ain't putting them out. Come on. I wish I had me a piece of somebody to say amen. You got to do some work. You got to put them out. You don't like them, write them out the budget. They not working.
Oh, write them out the budget.
Write them on out the budget. Put them off the boat. Fire them. Temporary furlough them. Suspend whatever you need to do. Get rid of them yourself, and then watch God step on in and work for you. But
step down and bad mouth. So now they're talking about me.
But also now, since you've sent this message to an employee, you got to quit.
Gotta get out of there.
Put your 2 weeks in. It's over for you now.
No, gotta get it out of there.
See, you're supposed to get a job at the church house for you because it's over for you.
No, it ain't. I will sit right in that job and keep on going.
You need to fire him yourself.
Because they're gonna go to HR and they're gonna say, "Well, you didn't warn this person first. You have to give them." You know, a lot of people don't have just firing abilities to just fire like that straight up. Check some boxes.
Check the box. I'm going to begin the firing process. I didn't even send that text message to you, but now that everything's out,
now we're out of the bag.
Now the cat's out of the bag. Y'all better start looking now.
I'm looking now because I'm raining down paperwork. You're done.
That's it. And I would, and you better write down, annotate, demerit every single thing. Oh, you were 32 seconds late. Demerit. Oh, you were. Oh, that uniform ain't pressed. Gig them on everything. That's what you do.
When we were in high school, we worked these jobs and they didn't want us there no more. They would throw that insubordination word around like it was nobody's business. So you better start using that.
You're right.
Especially that passive aggressive. I'll put you out of a meeting for that. You got to go.
And here's the thing. If you are in certain states, certain states are hire and fire what we call at will. They don't need no reason. If you in Pennsylvania, at will state, get rid of them. Toodaloo.
All right, let's wrap this thing on up. We gotta go.
No more questions, comments, and concerns. I mean, actual comments and concerns, not you too soft to do your job. We don't want to hear from that, but we want to hear from you. Dude. All right, at www.brotalklive.com/questions. Jason? So press record and let you feel me.
All right, time for the video segment, the clips, where we give you all the crazy clips. This week's theme is unexpected challenges. So here we go. A bunch of videos. You guys let me know which one should make it on to the 2024 Bros Talk Awards. I forgot which year we were in this year. All right, so here we go. First one up. Cat didn't like that the owner had gotten another pussy. So that was a new cat that he had brought home, and the other cat thought that he should stick with the old instead of the new cat.
And you run.
I mean.
But I tell you this, I bet you the cat I was telling you about, I bet you didn't come over here no more.
Oh, what happened to it?
I ate it.
Oh, I know, that's right.
You put him in a wok?
Put it right. Put some soy sauce on that thing, it's gone.
Wrap this up next.
Brother Snake got out the cage.
No. Why did you upload this to the internet? First off, there's a couple of things. One, why don't you have no furniture in your room?
You're poor. That's her dancing room. That's where she does her TikToks.
You got a room in your house where you just where
you. I don't have a room in your house to do TikToks.
You not.
This must be in Australia.
Yeah, you know I'm in there.
And then secondly, the snake came in the room and didn't do nothing. So like, what?
It didn't even move. Was it dead?
Like the snake didn't move a muscle.
It was tired from climbing the hell up the top of that door to not get in.
That brother threw that snake in that room and ran to the side.
That was
do it.
Yeah,
do it.
Oh. Jason, look at that girl. She wasn't finna do no dance moves.
He wanted her.
I don't forget it. I don't know, because the door handle tilts and there's nobody holding on to the door.
No.
On. That door handle still tilts.
You got to get into them backgrounds. There's like a change in color and scenery in that background, that back window pane in that back door. She
will be looking at the Kate Middleton videos too much. Now everything is like...
back window, you said look at? Back
she
window?
Got Seth to do this for the views.
Okay, let's see one more time. Back window. I saw, she must be living by a freeway because I saw a car going up a million miles an hour. You
past that window. That's number one. Let's start there, okay?
That thing was going fast as hell. Look at that car.
Her house is on the highway.
Yeah,
she lives on the highway. Her house is an exit on the highway.
Well, she should open the other door and let that snake get out then if you really want to get rid of it.
All right. So that was the snake unexpected consequence. Seth, we think Seth did it, but we're not totally sure. Next.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Well, get your feet open.
I want to see the side of the face. I want to see, I want to see what Two-Face looks like after that. Like,
Jason, if you send me that video, I can get you Dex. I can get you the other side of that face.
Oh my God.
She said, damn.
Party's over. Let's go home now.
Oh, no, they stay out there further than that.
With their faces off?
That's par. Listen, that is par for the course. Them people get slapped up by cars all the time. And I actually might know who. Play that one again. I might know whose car that is driving.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I might look
like it's up Erie and Torres, though, don't it? Yeah. That looks like Philadelphia.
It is Philadelphia.
Okay.
Of course it is.
Not shocking, but okay.
Not surprising.
Last but not least, this happens on a Frontier Airlines plane.
Ladies and gentlemen, the captain just called us to let us know it is going to be a little bit bumpy. So if you are getting nauseous, please open your air vents, as this will allow oxygen flow to reach you. If you are feeling sick, do what you gotta do, guys. Love you, mean it. Your safety, as you can see, it is bumpy. It's for your safety and the passengers around you. It is not safe to be up right now. Even if you have to use the restrooms, we are mostly adults on this aircraft. You guys will be okay. If you do really have to go, so
be it, but
we do have to let you know the
seatbelt sign
is turned on.
Wow.
All right.
So, no.
I believe it. One time,
don't do Frontier. I know how you like to. Yeah, don't do Frontier.
One time I was on a Frontier flight and they said those mini bottles. Those mini bottles are illegal. If you guys have those on there, you will be like escorted off the plane or something like that. And I know that you guys can't afford to pay those fines because if you did, you wouldn't be on Frontier. I lied to you not. They said to I swear to God, they said that to us. And I was just like,
it's okay. Frontier the
hood. The Frontier is ghetto. Remember I was telling y'all about my flight situation in December? Frontier.
Oh, Jesus.
I've never been on either of those planes. I don't plan on
it. Don't do it.
Ty, do not do 38F on Frontier. That will be probably the worst experience you'll ever have, right?
No, I'm not that cheap. I'm gonna get
it. Don't even do 1A on Frontier. You don't get on it. Don't even walk to the terminal.
I'm not that cheap. I'm getting a regular flight and sit in the back.
You can do business class.
She's bad there too.
No, I'm getting it bad.
All right. So we got the old cat, new cat, snake, the girl with the burnt off shoulder, and the plane. Which one are you guys going with to move on?
The last two are my favorite two, but I'll go with what you guys think.
You guys don't like the snake, even though the snake was the one we analyzed the absolute most.
Absolutely. I can't give it to the snake lady because I think
like he actually saved her video because that dance wasn't going to do it.
No. All right, we're not giving it to Carol Baskin.
Not Carol Baskin. All right, the kitty cat.
No.
No. Okay.
All right, so she's between burnt shoulder and Frontier.
Burnt face,
shoulder,
and Frontier.
I'll do head, shoulder, knees, and toes.
Yes, I go with that one too.
All right, so Two-Face wins, and we wish her the absolute best. And Bill, if you have an update to give us on her next week, please do share.
Oh my God!
Ouch! Yeah, when the shoes came off, it was just, could you imagine falling out of a moving car, then getting up and be like, where are my shoes at?
Could you imagine trying to be Thug Mrs. like a rider? And that's
okay.
Not Thug Mrs. All right. as I told you, we have an edition of Dexter Does It tonight. And so with that, I'll sing the intro song. Well, one of the intro songs, the a cappella intro song.
Okay.
Okay. Dexter Does It. All right, there we go.
Okay. All right, guys. So this week on Dexter Does It. Seventh Heaven. I forgot the price of it, but I think it was like $4 or $5. But I feel like I should say the prices because people prices last time. I think it was like $4 or $5. I'm gonna need a budget for this segment.
I like that shirt, by the way. That Way to Exhale.
It's a Way to Exhale shirt. Yeah. So I'm gonna do the Dr. Pepper Peeps today. I typically don't like Peeps at all. Like, I can't tell you the last time I had them. And when I saw these in the store, I was like, okay, this seems interesting. Dr. Pepper Peeps. So let's see what it tastes like. Probably should have.
See, let's see what it's hitting for.
Yeah, let's see. It smells really good. It smells like a Dr. Pepper.
Dex, those going to burn coming out.
Well, it's not going to come up. It's going to come. Never mind.
No, I said come out.
You said out.
So it's marshmallowy.
Ooh. Hold on, you put it on that tongue? Does it sizzle when it go on that tongue?
There's the sizzle. Like a pop rock. Ooh.
Okay. I like that. Keep going. Oh, you should have had some Dr. Pepper to wash it down with.
Ooh, look at
it. Is it spicy?
Let the camera roll.
It's up in that throat.
Right in here.
Ew.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Now, don't do one or don't do six.
Don't do none of them. That is nasty as hell. Don't do it.
Why'd you stuff more than one in your mouth?
It's like a Dr. Pepper float.
Don't do it. Well, I did more than one because like I didn't want to waste my $5. I'm not gonna eat the rest of it. So I'm like, I might as well get some use. Let me just do one.
All right, just make it like one. Do it like a double down again. You know, like
don't know. Absolutely not. Don't do it. It's not good. It's not.
What about the eyeballs? What flavor is the eyeballs? Because you know them eyeballs be a different flavor.
Do that. Bites. I think peeps are so nasty.
The eyeballs just taste like sugar.
Oh, okay. All right. Can you take one up? Just break one apart, and so we can see the shape. We want to analyze this shape. So do you think sometimes, Bill, as you know, with peeps,
it smells amazing though.
Hold on. You about to try it?
Sometimes when you don't eat the whole peep, first you just leave it in a package overnight, and then it gets stale in the morning, and then it had that nice little crust on top because you got your bite through a little crunch, and the inside be soft, but that outside
give it that little crunch.
It's like that chocolate. It's like them baked Alaskas with that.
I'm not going to baked Alaskas.
They taste awful.
No, it's not good.
No peeps are good.
Yeah, it does smell good, but like, no.
Why don't you buy a Dr. Pepper to pour on
a little knife and you just crack that shell on top?
I should have thought about that.
It tastes like a little one of them bunch of crunches.
You dip it in some hot chocolate. Soften it up a little.
But it smells like Dr. Pepper, but it doesn't taste like Dr. Pepper.
I'm so behind that.
Did you ever get them? Speaking of Easter, did you ever get them big old bunnies? Them big old chocolate bunnies that was hollow on the inside.
Them little Cadbury bunnies.
Except the ones that I got.
Oh, I don't like them Cadbury. Them little, that little. Not with that Cadbury, little. That little juice coming out the center. That little pudding.
All Easter candy is nasty.
Now they get a little creative with it. They put like Snickers and M&Ms and like the little.
Whose idea was it to put pudding inside of chocolate? Like, why is y'all doing that?
Oh, you know who.
Nasty.
And you press it against your lip, and you have a little caramel on the top of your lip.
No, wrap the show up, okay?
Wow. In honor of Easter season, we hope you guys have a wonderful break, spring break, if you guys have that this week. The fellows plan on coming up to the island. Sorry, what am I doing? The island up here to see a brother. So we'll see each other up here in the island of Rhodes.
I do real quick. I know you wrapping it up. I have a very swift seat.
Oh, okay. Should we break news? Or are we good?
Absolutely, break the news. Hi, I'm your host, Tom Tucker, and thank you for tuning in to Breaking News. Here, we received a letter from the Jehovah's Witnesses inviting us to Kingdom Hall, telling us that they want us to memorialize the death of Jesus Christ with them. I've got news for y'all. While y'all memorializing his death, we're celebrating a resurrected Savior because Jesus lives. Happy Easter.
Okay, so the war on the witnesses is oncoming and completely taking effect. We wish all the Jehovah's Witnesses the absolute best during this time.
We don't.
And we hope that everyone has a wonderful Easter season and remembers the reason for the season. Dex had the bloody peeps, and we will have a bloody one.
If you want a sugar high and a sugar rush, eat them peeps. If you want to be normal and not have a heart attack, don't eat that stuff. Don't do it. And don't give y'all kids that.
Okay. It's very nice. Good to know. We hope you guys enjoyed the show tonight. Don't forget that we definitely need you guys' help in promoting the show if you liked it. So please, 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 please like, subscribe, and tell a friend about the show. It does wonders for our metrics, for our numbers, and so that we can be seen on more screens across the nation. So like, subscribe, and share it with your friends. Do you guys have any other comments that you would like to give to the good people of Gotham tonight?
Thank you guys for watching.
Absolutely. All right. We're good. Hearts and minds cleared. All right. For Dex, for Ty, for Bill, this has been another edition of Bro Talk Live. We will see you guys next week. Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Bro Talk Live. Peace.